So we have this Gemara in Yuma. That's talking about in my Vina La Mitzvahs, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, wrapping on to Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Ein ma'avir la mitzvahs, Rava Reish Lakish had formulated that principle, don't pass by the mitzvah. Ushmartem is ha matzos, teaches me ushmartem is ha mitzvahs. You got to take good care of your mitzvahs and don't let them go chametz. Opportunity to do a mitzvah comes by, seize the opportunity, which includes even physically not passing by a mitzvah on your way to another mitzvah. Literally, if the mitzvah comes to hand, you seize it and don't let it sit around. And the Gemara, at the end, had quoted Rava saying, not only is that relevant to how we run things in the Beis HaMikdash, the morning routine in the Beis HaMikdash, but even the morning routine in Shul. I'm in Cherry Hill. I'm in Atlanta. I'm in Memphis. I'm in Toronto. I'm in Woodmere. I'm in Peoria, I'm in Toledo, I'm in San Diego, I'm in Caracas, wherever I am, Stockholm, very far from Beis HaMikdash, my tefillin. Let's say I'm in a place where I'm not even able to go back to shul yet. I'm diving by the Kaisel, not the Kaisel HaMaravi in Yerushalayim, but the wall of my own house. Right? And yet, I'm governed by the same rules that govern the Kohen doing avodah in Beis HaMikdash. Ein ma'virin ala mitzvahs. Ein ma'virin ala mitzvahs. Rava says, Shema mina mid Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish's principle of Ein ma'virin ala mitzvahs teaches me, Avuri darat o teft aser, that it's forbidden to be ma'avir over the Zeroa, the Shel Yad, the way to the Shel Rosh. That's what it sounds like. So what should you do? Mi darat le totefta. Go from the Zeroa to the totefta. From the Shel Yad to the Shel Rosh. Rashi had said, this has to do with what? We talked about it earlier today, we talked about it yesterday. Rashi says this means, don't put on the Shel Rosh before the Shel Yad. Tosis wasn't happy, as he began to see yesterday. Now, Tosis said, how could it be? How could it be? Tosis both in here on Yuma Lam and Gilman Beis, and Menachas Daf Lam and Vav. How do you square the two Gemaras? Here, according to Rashi, the Gemaras explain the rationale for Shel Yad on before the Shel Rosh, based upon the global halachic principle. Yeah, but Menachas, Laman Vav, our Gemara, is based on the details of the Psukim. And specifically, putting the Shel Yad on before the Shel Rosh is based on Ukshartam Laos Al Yadecha, V'Hayula Totafos Beninecha. Shel Yad first, Shel Rosh second. The Gemara went on to say, V'hayu means calls manch beinecha yirshnaim. I think we had discussed this perhaps earlier this year. According to some, that ultimately becomes the reason for even why you put the Shel Yad on first, as well as why you take the Shel Yad off last. Either way, the Gemara in the Menachas never mentions Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Here the Gemara is explaining Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs is the reason for the Shel Yad on first. So we discussed yesterday how you could defend Rashi, but Tosas thinks we should reject Rashi. Tosas says we need to look for a new pshat. And they quote two other pshatim. Let's take a look here. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam b'shem Rav Haigon. Zatzal. Rabbeinu Tam said the name Rav Haigon. Ayri b'shah shechol eitz tefillin. It's not about how you put the tefillin on, it's how you take them off. And not the order of how you take them off. That's what the Gemara Menachas had addressed. You have to take off the Shel Yad last, but the way you put them away. You take the tefillah off and then you put them into the bag. Don't put the Shel Yad away first on the bottom of the bag. Don't put the Shel Yad on the bottom and the Shel Rosh on the top. Why would I want to do that, by the way? Especially if I'm taking the Shel Rosh off first. What would have motivated me to put the Shel Yad on the bottom, the Shel Rosh on the top? So Post can point out, you know, the Shel Rosh has more Kedusha than the Shel Yad. So it maybe would have been logical to say, stack your tefillin. Just like the Gemara Megillah says, when you stack Sfarim, you put the holiest Sefer on top, you put the Sefer Torah on top of the Nevi'im Ksuvim. So you could have said, look, why not put the Shel Yad on the bottom, the Shel Rosh on the top? The Shel Rosh has slightly more Kedusha because it has more letters. The Shel Yad has the four parshas plus the yud in the knot. The Shel Rosh has the dollar knot plus the two shins that are impressed in the sides of the bias. The shalrosh has slightly more kedusha than the shalyad. So I would have said it makes sense to, even if you take off the shalyad second, but put the shalyad into the bag and then stack the shalrosh on top. Would have made sense, says Rava, says Tosfos. Tosfos, right? Go and say, that's what the Gemara in Luyuma is saying. Don't do that. Avuri dara atotefta aser. It's forbidden to put the shalyad in the bottom of the bag and then stack the shalrosh on top. What's wrong? Shalrosh is more kadosh than the shalyad. It makes good sense. The answer is because Ein Mavir L'Mitzvos. Well, where's the Ein Mavir L'Mitzvos? Because you got to prepare. This is where you come back to the logic of the Ramah in Hilchas Pesach. Ein Mavir L'Mitzvos is not only in the moment, don't pass mitzvah A by on the way to mitzvah B, but it also means you need to plan for success. If you know that you're going to be doing a certain mitzvah before another mitzvah, so organize yourself, the Ramah had said. Organize your ka'ara so that the karpas is closer than the marer. Organize the ka'ara so the karpas is closer than the matzah. The karpas is closer than the charoses. Right? Organize yourself so that you'll reach the first mitzvah first. So says Rav Haigo, say Rav Haigo and Rav Tam, that's what the Gemara and you must talk about also. Organize your tefillin so that you'll reach the first mitzvah first. If you put the shalyah on the bottom, shalrosh on the top, m'kein kishiyavu aniyach, yifka b'shalrosh t'chila. If you put the shalyah on the bottom and shalrosh on top, so what's going to happen tomorrow morning? Tomorrow morning, you open your tefillin bag, and what comes out first is shalrosh. That's a problem. That's a problem. And what's going to happen? If you have your tefillin bag organized so the shalrosh is near the zipper, the shalyah is further away, what's going to happen? You come across shalrosh first, and what are you going to do when you come across shalrosh first? What are you going to do, Chevra? Right? So Zachary says, pass it by. Mati says he's not sure. Mati's raising a very good point. Tosfos says, V'yitztarech lahavi al mitzvos. And what's going to happen? You're going to open the, if you put them in incorrectly, if you put the shalyah on the bottom of the bag, shalrosh on top, so then tomorrow morning you open the bag, you stick your hand in it, you touch your shalrosh first, and you're going to be forced lehavir ala mitzvahs. You're going to be forced to violate in my real mitzvahs. Why? Because you're supposed to put the shalyah first. Kidipei rashnu, as the Gemara Menachah says. So the Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Haigam, they say, these two Gemaras are not at odds. If anything, the two Gemaras are complementary. The Gemara in Yuma is not an alternative to the Gemara Menachos, the way the Tosfos read and explained Rashi. Two different possible explanations of the same din. That's how Rashi understood it. That the Gemara in Yuma is also talking about why he put the Shalyah on first. Rabbi Tom says, Adirabba, it's not an alternative or at odds with the Gemara Menachos. It's actually built off of it. The Gemara Menachos says, put the Shalyah before the Shalrosh. The Gemara in Yuma says, since you put on the shayad first, and that's based on ukshartam liosal yadecha, or maybe based on vahayu. So as a result, it means the day before, put your tefillin away without the shayad on the bottom. So that way, since you're mechuyev to put on the shayad first, set yourself up, as the Maharil later wrote, and the Ramah quoted about the Kar Shal Pesach, set things up so that the first mitzvah comes to hand first. Just like you have the karpas closer to you than the maror, have the shalyad closer or equally close as the shalrosh. L'fikach tzarech laniach betik shalrosh tchila v'achakach shalyad l'mala. So Tosfos says what you should do instead is put in the shalrosh on the bottom and then put the shalyad on top. So that's what the Rambam writes as well. In Perek Dal Achaches, says you put your tefillin away, you put them away in the bag. Don't put the shalyad on bottom of shalrosh on top, because after all, you're going to need to put the shalyad first. And you're going to violate Ein Mavir al Mitzvos. So Tosas, Rambam says the same as Tosas. Halacha l'mais, the poskim write, as you're probably familiar, the poskim write that we common practice is to avoid putting either one on top. We don't put the shel rosh on top because then you get into aim avir al mitzvah issue. You also don't. Our practice is to avoid putting the shel yad on top. Also, even though the simple reading of Tosas and Rambam is to put the shel yad on top, we generally prefer to put them side by side because of the concern of stacking the shel yad on top of the slightly more kadosh shel rosh. So that's why common practice, certainly among Ashkenazim, is to have the shel yad and shel rosh side by side horizontally instead of one on top of the other vertically. When you have no choice, you have no choice. But if you can, that's why usually you have the zipper is the width of two tefillin, so you can have them side by side. And then you know that your shel yad is always on the left. You habituate yourself to reaching to the left of the bag, and that way you don't violate Ein Marvir and Al HaMitzvos. I want to take a look with you, though, at the Nimuk HaHosef, because Mati had made an important point. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at this Nimuk HaYosef. Nimuk HaYosef in the back of the Gemara. If you have a Gemara with you, you can look in the back. Chesam Beis Bedap Yarif. Or you can just take a look here in the Maram Kamos. Copied and pasted. The Nimuk HaYosef is commenting in our Gemara. The Rif quotes the Gemara. The Rif here, Menachos and Hilchos Tefillin, gathers Gemaras from all over Shas that relate to Hilchos Tefillin. And he quotes the Gemara in Yuma. And here, the Nimuk HaYosef writes, Ein ma'avirin lo yaniach ha-mitzvah shebal yod rishona. Okay, lasas mitzvah acheres. You shouldn't, if one mitzvah came to hand, don't put that aside and first do a second mitzvah. And since that's a general principle, in Canaan, but the other tefillin sharosh rishona, if tefillin sharosh come to hand first, afagav shuroi lo niach sharosh acharon, even though you're really supposed to put the sharosh second, and you'll notice he gives appears to be the maskar of the Gemara, k'dei shekisha yu b'enenecha yu shtayim. Now he quotes the second drash of Menachos. I feel hachi, kevin sheniznabna lo sharosh, tchila yani chena. But if you end up accidentally putting the sharosh first, put on the sharosh first and then the shel yad. You notice anything interesting about this Nimuk HaYosef? Yeah. Zecharia? Right. About what, Yoni? Correct. As you continue to work your way through Nimuk HaYosef, he basically agrees with Tosas and Rav Haigon and the Rambam in terms of the overall pshat in the Gemara and Yuma. That he agrees with them against Rashi, that the Gemara is talking about how you put them away, as he goes on to say in the next D-word, Yomassel Dedara, that it is talking about putting it away properly so that you don't have the Sharosh on top and you don't run into Ein Ma'avir Al HaMitzvos issue. So he agrees with Tosas and the Rambam of Haigo in terms of the basic shot in the Gemara, and he agrees in terms of, let's be more precise, in terms of the Lechatchila. What you're supposed to do is don't put the Sharosh on top. But where they disagree is what do you do b'dievet? Let's say you Taka did the wrong thing. You messed up. You put the sharosh on top and the shayal on the bottom. Or you have them side by side in your tefillin bag. But one day you accidentally reach to the right instead of to the left and you pull out your sharosh first. Or you put them in backwards, whatever it is. Lamasa, you pull out one tefillin from the tefillin zekel and it turns out you're holding a sharosh. Now what? This is literally b'dievet, b'sha'asa. It's post facto. It already happened. You're holding the sharosh. It wasn't supposed to happen. Now what? So where's Tosfos and the Rambam had subtly but clearly said, if you pull out the Sharosh first, you're going to have to violate in my Vrim HaMitzvahs. The Nimuk HaYosef said, no. If you pull out the Sharosh first, in my Vrim HaMitzvahs wins. What do you do, Lamasa? Let's say you pull out Sharosh first. Do you put the Sharosh? Or do you put the Sharosh aside and pull out your Shalyan and put the Shalyan in first? So Tosas and the Rambam clearly say, put the Sharosh aside, violate Ein Ma'avir Al HaMitzvahs, take out your Shalyad, put the Shalyad on, and then only after the put on the Sharosh. Whereas the Nimuk HaYosef said, no, you put the Sharosh first by accident, put the Shalrosh on first. And you violate the specific rules of putting on Shalyad before Shalrosh. Now that's a fascinating machlokas. And it seems like it's a larger discussion, perhaps, about how significant is Ein Ma'avir in Al HaMitzvos. I would suggest that the Nemuke Yosef and the Machlokas Tosas and Rama versus Nemuke Yosef is how do you stack doing the mitzvah Bishlei Musa, doing the mitzvah in the ideal way, versus Ein Ma'avir in Al HaMitzvos. Which one takes precedence? Which one takes precedence? There are other versions of this. Let's say I could. The Sefer Hasidim has a discussion about, you know, I could. I could have a sofer in town write a Sefer Torah, or I could wait until a traveling sofer comes who's far more, far superior handwriting, and let's write and say, well, wait 6 months, and then we'll write the Sefer Torah then. Should I delay a mitzvah for Hidur mitzvah? Should I do the mitzvah? It's a similar question. Is Rizus versus Hidur? Which one goes first? So Sefer Hasidim writes, here, let's take a look. Sefer Hasidim writes, that it would be better to do it first. It's true that Zekeli van Vehu, you want to do a mitzvah in the most ideal fashion, but at the same time, chashti v'lo hismachmati l'shmor mitzvosecha. I moved quickly. I didn't delay, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, in the longest parak, parak Kufutels. I moved rapidly. I did not delay in keeping your mitzvahs, which the Sefer Hasidim understands. Better to do the mitzvah more quickly than to do a better job. Zrizus trumps Hidur. And the Sechai Adam points out that there's a machlokas. Here's a Shaila in the Trumas Hadesh, one of the very late Ashkenazi Rishonim. It's called the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. What do you do if it's a Tuesday night and you walk outside after Maariv and you see the moon? Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana. Should we do Kiddush Levana on Tuesday night? Or do we wait until Matzah Shabbos? So we know we usually wait till Matzah Shabbos, right? Unless it's a time of the month or a time of the year when you're more concerned about, you know, this is a rare clear sky and maybe the rest of the month it's all going to be cloudy. Yeah, but that was the question Trumas Deshen raised. Haroad Levana b'chidush me'achol. Middle of the week, you see the moon. The fellow says, let's wait until Matzah Shabbos. Yafa heimosim olav. Is that the right thing or the wrong thing? So the Trumas Hadesh says, well, it depends. Yirad yesh l'chalak v'davar. It depends on what? How deep into the month are you going? He says, if Motzoi Shabbos is already going to be very late into the month, and Matzah Shabbos is going to be the 13th, that's very dangerous. There's a lot of risk you're taking on. Wait till Matzah Shabbos. Well, if Matzah Shabbos is cloudy, you only have another night or two left to Kiddush Levana. You may miss the mitzvah entirely. So he says, look, if it's very late, if waiting till Matzah Shabbos takes you till close to mid-month, don't do it. Okay, that's because there's a lot of risk. But fundamentally, if it's pretty, you know, right now it's a Tuesday night and it's the 4th of the month. Okay, so you wait till Matzah Shabbos. How long am I waiting already? From Tuesday night to Matzah Shabbos, another 4 nights. So it'll be the 8th of the month. He says, if that's not so dangerous, Yafe Lahamter Matzah Shabbos. Transition says it's the right thing to do, wait till Matzah Shabbos. He quotes one of the earlier Ashkenazi Rishonim, the Or Zarua, Ein Mevarach Al Yerech El Matzah Shabbos. Really, the ideal time to say Kiddush HaChodesh is Matzah Shabbos, Kishahin Mevusamin V'Kelim Naim. You're still dressed in your beautiful Shabbos clothing. We try to avoid saying Kiddush Levana on Friday night, perhaps because of a concern of carrying outside the Erev. Says Matzah Shabbos, is the best time to say Kiddush Levana. It's a more mehudar. You can be Yotzei Kiddush Levana on a Tuesday night, but more mehudar on a Matzah Shabbos. So the Trumas Hadesh says, and this is quoted, you see, in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tav Chavav, it discusses Kiddush Levana, that it's, even though you saw the moon for the first time on a Tuesday night, if it's not too risky, it better to wait. Matzah Shabbos. What's that? Says the Chaye Adam. Chaye Adam is a halacha sefer that I'm sure many of you have seen. Late 1700s, he was a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. And one of the interesting things about the Chaye Adam, one of the main interesting features, is he has one siman devoted to principles of halacha. Klalim about mitzvahs. Siman Samaches. He talks about Hidur Mitzvah, he talks about Osik Mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah, all sorts of these like meta-halachic principles. So he talks about it, and he opens, if Ein Levirin Ala Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Shetav Yad Rishoni Yasena, don't put the Mitzvah aside in order to do another Mitzvah. And he says, certainly, don't forget about the Mitzvah in order to do another Mitzvah. Or Shmartim Mitzvah Matzos, or Shmartim Mitzvah Mitzvahs. And he goes on to unpack this a lot. And here, in Oz Gimel, he writes, but, although I told you, don't delay the mitzvah, but that's only kishiyachol lasa mitzvah achshav kemo shiyas achrezman. Only if you do the mitzvah as well now as later. But, if by waiting, I'll get a more ideal mitzvah, it's worth waiting a day or two in order to do them in some more ideal fashion. What's his source? Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Chavav, what we just saw. Shulchan Aruch Tav Chavav quotes the Trumas Hadeshin about Kiddush Levana. Better to wait till Motzai Shabbos. Hidur Mitzvah trumps doing it sooner. And Chayanu goes on to say, Aval Besamaches, the Sefer Chassidim writes, no, if you can do it right away, even though Eino Noah Kokav is not so nice, Yekayim. Take it. So the Chaye Adam is the one who presents a machlokas between Sefer Chassidim and the Shulchan Aruch, between Sefer Chassidim and the Trumas Hadeshin. Now Shulchan Aruch was quoting the Trumas Hadeshin. And you see later on the Maram Makom was Chaye Adam elsewhere quotes B'shem the Magen Avraham Medrash Yalkut Shimoni that talks about this issue. Better to do the mitzvah in a smaller format now rather than waiting. Maybe later on I'll be able to do it in a more grand fashion. But the Chaye Adam is pinpointing here the question of sooner versus better. It's a machlokes Trumas Hadeshin Shulchan Aruch versus Sefer Chassidim. Trumas Hadeshin Shulchan Aruch and the Kanzei Kiddush Levana said, better. Sefer Chassidim said, sooner. And now let's take that back to our sugya. Right? We had a Machlokas Rashi and Tosas how to understand what the Gemara in Yuma is talking about, but within Tosfos, that the Gemara in Yuma was talking about how you put your tefillin away, organizing yourself so you don't have a problem tomorrow. Make sure you don't pull out the Shalrosh tomorrow. But within the approach of Tosas, there was a sub-machlokas, what do you do if you did accidentally pull out the shalrosh first? Right? Tosas had Tosas in the Rambam that said, you gotta put the shalrosh aside and put the shalyad first. The Mukhi Yosef said, you pull the shalrosh first, put the shalrosh on first. So that sounds, if not identical, very similar to this machlokas of ein mavir ha-mitzvahs versus doing the mitzvah itself in a more ideal fashion. And Tosfos and the Rambam, who say you got to put the shalyad first, they're saying the mitzvah b'shleimusa, shalyad before shalrosh, trumps, takes precedence over ein ma'avirin al hamitzvahs. That's similar to what the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin. That is better to say Kiddush Levana b'big day Shabbos on a Motzei Shabbos, even though it means waiting. So too, better to put the shalrosh after the shalyad, even if they took the shalrosh out, you're going to have to put it aside. While in Mukhi Yosef, who says, no, Ein Ma'avir HaMitzvahs takes precedence, that sounds similar, if not identical, to the Sefer Chassidim. That to do the mitzvah sooner, Ein Ma'avir HaMitzvahs is going to take precedence over doing a better job. Halacha L'masa, we do wait, as Shulchan Aruch writes, Shem Trumas Hadeshin, we do wait to If it's reasonable, if it's not too risky, we would wait for Kirsh Levana until Matzah Shabbos, even though we already noticed the Levana midweek. We don't say the bracha the moment you see the Levana, and if you see it first midweek. And I believe we paskin as well, like Tosvos, we paskin like Tosvos against the Mukhe Yosef, like the Tosvos and the Rambam, that if you take out the Shal Rosh before the Shal Yad, accidentally, you put the Shal Yad Rosh aside, and say Machmas Kavod, put it under something else. It doesn't have to be such a patch the Shal Rosh. You can stick it under your Tillin Zekel, and but Lamasa put on the Shal Yad before the Shal Rosh, the Ein Mavir La Mitzvahs takes a back seat to doing the mitzvah in the most ideal way, the Shal Yad before the Shal Rosh. Matt is asking a fantastic question, tying the sugyas together. Matt is saying, according to Mukhe Yosef holds that Imai Vilam Mitzvah is so critical that in this scenario, you put a Sharosh first, Shayat second. What do you do with Brachos? That's wraps us back to the previous. That's a fascinating question. If I have to put a Sharosh before the Shayat, how do I handle saying Brachos? Everybody said, what would you say? Now this splices this sugya of Seder Hanacha with the previous sugya of the brachas. What would Yitaka say? It's a sharp kasha. Think. What would you say? Yeah, Zechariah say may say both brachas before the Sharosh. So l'chora, yeah. Now they try to make one bracha. Is an interesting question. So let's think it through. It's a very sharp question. Let's think it through. So according to, if I know we're over time, if anyone needs to run, feel free to leave. If you can hang around. So let's work through Mati's question. So we should think it through carefully according to Tosus and according to Rashi. Meaning, according to Tosus and Rashi in the previous sugya, by the brachas. Right? And there, by the way, in that sugya, the Rambam aligned with Rashi. In this sugya, Rambam aligns with Tosus. Obviously, the two issues are independent. But according to Tosvos in the previous sugya, who said that what? That the Shal Yad needs a bracha of Lahaniach, and the Shal Rosh needs both brachas. So in Lechore, Zechariah said, you would make both brachas on the Shal Rosh. After all, that's what Tosvos holds. If you put in only a Shal Rosh, right? If you put in only a Shal Rosh, or if you're a Mafsik, you make both brachas on the Shal Rosh. And then once you made both brachas on the Shal Rosh, Lechore, then you should not be Mafsik, and then put the Shayad right away without making any bracha, even according to Tosis. Like with the Lahaniach, instead of the Lahaniach that you said in Shayad carry over Shal Rosh, now it'll be the reverse. The Lahaniach said in Shal Rosh will carry over the Shayad. So I think that's probably pretty straightforward. It's ironic, but I think it's pretty straightforward, as you were saying, that according to Tosvos, in this case, you make both brachos on the Shal Rosh and then nothing on the Shayad. The question is going to be, how about according to Rashi and the Rambam? If I remember correctly, the Mukhe Yosef holds, like Rashi and the Rambam, that you, normally you only make one bracha in total. You make normally, if you put in both tefillin, you pick the Shel Lahaniach on the Shel Yad, and then nothing on the Shel Rosh. So what will you do here? You put in the Shel Rosh first. Yeah, dear, what do you say? Right. Oh, right. So Adir's point that this is one of the things we had seen in the previous sugya. One of the things that the Rambam had added to Rashi was the Rambam pointed out that if you only put on the Shal Rosh, then you say Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Right? Because fundamentally the bracha on the Shal Rosh is Al Mitzvah Tefillin, but once you put on both, you say Laniach on the Shal Yad. So that covers it for Shal Rosh too, right? So Adir is saying, look, you put in the Shal Rosh first, so make Al Mitzvah Tefillin. And then what are you going to do when you get to the Shal Yad? This is intriguing, right? So now you could say, well, the Shal Yad requires Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Or maybe not. Because look, remember the Rama, the way the Rama had unpacked Shitas Rashi was fundamentally the Bracha and Shal Yad is Al Mitzvah Tefillin. is laniach tefillin, excuse me. Fundamentally, the bracha on Sharosh is al mitzvah tefillin. If you're only putting one or the other, you make the appropriate bracha. If you put on both, so say laniach tefillin shayan, and it covers the Sharosh. So probably, here would be the same thing in reverse. You put on Sharosh first, so you make the ideal mitzvah bracha on the Sharosh, which is al mitzvah tefillin. And then probably the Nuk Yosef would say, Lefi, Rashi, and the Rambam, when you put in your Shayad second, you probably make no brach at all. And the, probably the Shayad should be covered by Al Mitzvah Tfilin, the same way the Sharosh could be covered by Laniach Tfilin. So you got to think that through. In a vacuum, you make Al Mitzvah Tfilin on the Sharosh, but the Rashi and Rambam hold, but if you put on both, then the Laniach cover the Sharosh. So would you say the same for the Shal Yad? Even though in a vacuum you make a Lahaniach on the Shal Yad, but once you already made an Al Mitzvah on the Shal Rosh first, because according to Milkei Yosef there is such a scenario of putting a Shal Rosh first, Shal Yad second, once you say the Al Mitzvah, so Al Mitzvah is covered the Shal Yad too. Maybe. Yeah? Right, because we're not sure if we need it correct. We say Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso after the Hanachas Sharosh. We said, leaving aside the Aruch HaShulchan, we had a different approach, but the standard understanding is say the Baruch Shem, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, we just said Baruch HaVatala, because the Al Mitzvah was unnecessary because you already said El Haniach. Yeah, but here the Sharosh comes first. Right? Here Sharosh comes first. So I guess the question would be, this gets further into the part of the sugi we didn't really look at. I mean, it's not really the sugi here as much as in Psachim Dav Zayin, the Gemara has a long discussion before the discussion of over La Siyasa. And the Gemara first has a discussion of when you make a bracha, do you say Al or Le? Is it Al Natil Sedayim? Or is it Lishmoa Kol Shofar? Well, the answer is sometimes this one, sometimes that one. As the Gemara there is talking about in Psachim Dav Zayin, talking about Bir Chametz. Is it Al Bir Chametz or Liv Va'er Es HaChametz? And that becomes a larger conversation about how this works in general. As an aside, it's not 100% clear what the Maskanas HaSugya is. First, the Gemara sounds like, it seems to assume that Li has more of a sense of impending. You're going to do it. So it fits better with the over La Siyasa, then Al Mitzvahs, which sounds timeless. Doesn't have the sense of you're going to do it. And then the Gemara pushes back. Maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe certain cases are different. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Nachal Eisan on Egla Rufa actually works out 10 different shitas are we shown him in terms of what maskan of that sugi is. When do we say Al? When do we say Lit? Clearly, some brachas are Al, some brachas are with a Lamed. What the dividing line is an open question. So the reason why I bring that in is offhand you should say that according to Rashi and Rambam, make al mitzvahs on the Sharosh and then say nothing on the Shayad and let the Shayad be covered by the al mitzvah. Same way normally they hold that the Sharosh is covered by Lahaniach. The only difference might be, again, that maybe maybe lehaniach could cover everything, but al mitzvahs, maybe al mitzvahs really isn't appropriate for the shal yad. Sometimes the lamed is more appropriate than the al. Probably not liikuva. So lamase, once you said the al mitzvahs, presumably you would be yotze. So probably the according to shita of Rashi and the Rambam, in the Mukhi Yosef scenario, you would make the al mitzvahs tefillin on the Shal Rosh and nothing on the Shal Yad. But again, there's still room to debate, which I guess leaves you with an interesting halachic riddle, which would be, is there ever a scenario where the halacha is that you're supposed to make Al Mitzvah Tefillin on a Shal Yad? Right? And the answer might be this scenario. According to Mukhi Yosef, when to take of the Shal Rosh first, so you're supposed to put the Sharosh before the Shal Yad. If you're following the Shita of Rashi and Rambam, you're probably making a Shal Al Mitzvah Tefillin, it's covering both. And according to Tosfos, you also get a good riddle. You're saying both the Shalaniach and the Al Mitzvahs only on the Shalrosh, and then nothing in the Shalyad at all. Interesting. Mati, thank you so much for raising this. Fascinating. I like the way you're intertwining the sugyas together. Okay, everybody, have a marvelous day. I'm glad to hang around for more questions. I'm more than glad to hang around for more questions.